Another world record has been broken yet again. Year after year, the ocean temperature reaches a record high and there's no sign of it slowing down. Polar bears from the Arctic, little frogs from Costa Rica, and many fish species in the tropics are just some examples of species that are being pushed to the brink of extinction. But just how good are we at actually predicting how many species are surviving? Hi, we're Christina,
Danny,
and Christy.
Today we're looking at the work that Dr. Joey Bernhardt and her team are doing to develop the modeling techniques for phytoplankton populations.
Just a little bit about Dr. Bernhardt. Joey is currently a postdoc fellow studying population and community dynamics in aquatic ecosystems here at UBC.
As part of our science outreach project, we interviewed her to determine the future of population modeling and its impact on us. Her team uses a new mathematical technique that takes into account the fluctuation in temperature in order to predict populations. Temperatures go up and down every day, and these daily fluctuations may change the expected growth rates.
Put into perspective regarding the work they are doing to develop this technology, Dr. Bernhardt tells us,
"So understanding where species can live is critical to human well-being.
As an example, our local area rely on salmon populations showing up year after year, and we need to know exactly how well they are surviving in nature.
Today, more so than ever, populations of species are rapidly declining because of climate change. In fact, not only are global temperatures increasing, but the variation in temperature is increasing as well.
The loss of species or the movement of species have huge impacts. These effects are tightly interconnected with our thriving as a human species."
Right. So how exactly can the information from Dr. Bernhardt's study be used?
The work being done is critical to help us understand exactly where species can live as the temperatures change. We need to know exactly how many species there are to better develop strategies that can protect against the risk of biodiversity loss.
For those that don't know, biodiversity loss is when an environment loses variation in the amount of animals and plants that live there due to species becoming extinct. This can happen on a local level, like in a specific area of the ocean, or on larger global scales.
This is what Dr. Bernhardt has to say about how they use their lab data.
So that's how we make predictions. We use information, physiological information that we generate in the lab, and we kind of extrapolate that out to nature. That helps us make predictions about how species ranges will shift and where they will be abundant and where they will go extinct.
Risking the extinction or loss of full species will cause huge changes in food webs, human resources, and global industries.
The work that her team is doing is crucial to understanding how we approach the effects of climate change right now and into the future. As Dr. Bernhardt says,
"So if we know that a species can live over a certain range of temperatures, and we know that temperatures will change into the future, then we can use that to make predictions about how species might track the temperatures as they move, as the climate changes."
Although Joey's study did not directly address strategies against climate change, her work can be applied to further climate change research. We found that this new technique allows us to further extrapolate this potentially to more complex species in the future, as well as to different ecosystems of the world.
I see the potential financial benefits this could have, especially on species such as salmon.
Or being able to know the population more precisely could help us know where to focus our climate change prevention efforts. Knowledge of where species can exist should provide higher level decision and policymakers to fund climate change prevention strategies. These can be focused on areas that have higher levels of temperature variation or regions that communities heavily rely on specific species.
By not over-predicting the amount of species that exist, governments and communities have a better chance at adapting to the change in marine environments.
To conclude, we want to emphasize that climate change is on the rise. As science students and people of the general public, we must educate ourselves. We must promote the outreach of research such as Dr. Bernhardt's in order to understand precisely the growing effects that global temperature variations are having now and into the future.
Thank you to Dr. Joy Bernhardt for taking the time to discuss her work.
This podcast was produced by Christina Reyes, me, Danny Israel, and Christy Lau as part of our Science 300 Outreach Project.